재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 벌써 너를 처음 보고 계절이 여기 다시 새하얀 캔버스 위에 서로의
Everyone, welcome to Lim School. I'm your host, Haerim, and my show is all about the youth culture of Korea. Today, I chose to talk about cyberbullying. It's a rather heavy topic, but this has been causing serious issues in society for a while, and so I've been wanting to discuss this topic in one of my segments. Cyberbullying is such a painful word. We frequently hear news about celebrities being victims of cyberbullying. However, this doesn't only apply to famous people, but to anyone who's part of society. We hear stories about cyberbullying at work, at school, and within a clique. There are various kinds of bullying, but in today's segment, we'll focus on cyberbullying, especially at schools in Korea. School violence is getting serious, but also harder to notice because many bullying incidents are taking place online. School bullying is a public health concern in South Korea in particular, which has experienced remarkable changes in school bullying forms. As stated in a recent national report, the most common forms of bullying victimization in Korea among elementary school to high school students between the ages of 7 and 18 were verbal aggression, group ostracism, followed by stalking, cyber, and physical bullying. From 2014 to 2017, there has been a decreasing trend in verbal and relational bullying, but a relative increase in cyberbullying and other unclassified forms of bullying. More diverse and complex forms of school bullying have been observed, as digital native adolescents spend a typical day with peers in both offline and online environments, and peer interactions are no longer limited by time and space. Experts say schools need a better counseling system to provide a culture in which students feel comfortable to speak about their situation. Lee Chang-ho, a senior research fellow at the National Youth Policy Institute, explained that Korean schools don't have a proper system for students to talk about their emotions, whereas in the States, schools have 3 to 4 counselors for students to speak to. Yes, I also agree with Lee, and to add on, I think Korean students are more careful and aware to speak about their problems compared to students from abroad. And I think it's part of because unlike the States, where therapy and counseling is perceived as normal, these terms still have some sort of negative vibes to it, although Korea is gradually perceiving this idea. There are still people who have stereotypes about these terms. So, unlike how we're comfortable in telling others that we're going to see a doctor because you got a cold, or you're going to see a dentist, many people consider it shameful to reveal that they're seeing a psychologist. I remember when I took a psychology class once, our professor told the class that counseling isn't something to be ashamed of. True, I agree. But I also know that finding a good psychologist is not as easy as it sounds. Let me share what I experienced. I've had several counseling sessions with a supposedly famous psychologist. However, eventually I stopped taking the sessions. Why? Because, truth be told, my counselor never really listened to me. This reminds me so much of the scene in Joker when he told his psychologist, "You don't listen, do you? I don't think you ever really hear me. You just ask the same questions every week. How's your job? Are you having any negative thoughts?" Well, yes, that's exactly how I felt. I found him constantly looking at his watch, thinking about other things as I speak, and I could sense that he wasn't sincere, but instead it was just another session to him. His attitude made me so mad and so upset that I just felt like it was a big waste of money. So I stopped taking the sessions, and I'm glad I did. I didn't want to waste my energy speaking to someone who was obviously there just to kill time, or at least I felt like it. So my point is that it's really important to find the right person to speak to. And when you find the right person to talk to, I strongly recommend taking the sessions, because just by letting your thoughts out and just by talking to someone who actually listens and cares about you, you can let go of your stress and feel so much better. And going back to our topic, there are short-term effects and long-term effects of bullying for the victim. All kids are different and are likely to exhibit varying behaviors during or after bullying by a peer. With relational aggression on the rise and cyberbullying easier than ever, it should be noted that bullying can be ongoing for long periods of time before students seek help. A UCLA study of 2,300 students in 11 middle schools in Los Angeles found that a high level of bullying was associated with lower grades across 3 years of middle school. Students who were rated as the most bullied performed significantly worse academically than their peers. When someone is the victim, they will never forget the pain that they felt. Sometimes one may do it for fun, but that can cause great pain to the other person. So it's essential to be aware when you speak or act. As for me, I've received hate comments when I first had my debut. I still do, but I don't read them anymore. But I have to say that it was indeed painful. I got hateful comments about my appearance, about my weight, and so on. One comment I remember most was when I had released my solo song. Someone said I was digging my own grave. Wow, who would say such thing? I just had to click on it because I was curious as to who would write such nasty comment. And turns out that it was someone I knew back in the old days. Wow, there were just no words to describe how shocked and disappointed I was. I even wrote a research paper on this topic because it is so severe. While doing the research, I found an application called Cyber Violence Vaccine, and this application basically allows users to become the victim of cyberbullying. I recommend this app because users get to experience what it's like to be in the victim's shoes, because although how hard we try to understand someone, it's different when you actually experience it firsthand. I was actually kind of scared to try out this app at first because who wants to be the victim, right? But I still gave it a try for my research paper. It made me mad at first and I wanted to type back to whoever sent me the message. But sadly, the app only allowed me to receive messages. Well, and I also found a website called Think Before You Type. This is an anti-cyberbullying and positive self-esteem campaign, and I support this campaign. And here are some ways to prevent it. First, pay attention. There are many warning signs that may point to a bullying problem, such as unexplained injuries, lost or destroyed personal items, changes in eating habits, and avoidance of school or other social situations. Number two, don't ignore the signs. Never assume that a situation is harmless teasing. Different students have different levels of coping, and what may be considered teasing to one may be humiliating and devastating to another. Number three, when you see something, do something about it. Intervene as soon as you even think there may be a problem between students. Number four, remain calm. Number five, deal with students individually. Number six, don't make the students involved apologize and or shake hands on the spot. Number seven, hold bystanders accountable. Number eight, listen and don't prejudge. Number nine, get appropriate professional help. Number 10, become trained to handle bullying situations. Today, we talked about cyberbullying. And finally, I want to close with a quote by Mother Teresa. Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. Today, I'll play All For You by Cool. This has been Hidden from Super Radio Lim's Cool. Thank you so much for tuning in and have a great day, everyone. Love, Lim.